We have come to the final statement of David HaMelech, this wonderful Shira HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bochi Nafshi, coming from the nefesh that Hashem gave us to appreciate. There is an amazing, deep connection between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that this entire world, with all its wonders, was created and designed specifically for us. From all the millions and billions of creatures that are around, it's all created for us. We're the only ones that can ponder it and appreciate it and use it as a way to take advantage of life, which life was created for our nefesh, which is eternal. Our nefesh, which is Bochi Nafshi, is Hashem. Bracha doesn't just mean to recognize that the bracha is from Hashem, but to bring down the bracha by the fact that we recognize that Hashem is the source of our goodness. That brings down the bracha. 100 times a day we say a bracha, that's what we're doing. We're not just thanking Hashem. We're causing the gates of bracha, of goodness, to come down upon us and all these inyonah that we make the brachas on. So the last line is, once again, being realistic. There are chatoyim and there are rishoyim in the world. Hashem created the world the way it is so that there should be bechira. The entire plan of the world is for that purpose. There should be a world that has room for bechira, room for a mistake, room for a person to, instead of use the world for his needs, and then after he takes care of his needs, be somebody who's an Eved Hashem, emulates Hashem with his chasodim and his mitzvahs. A person can make a mistake, and the other way around, think the whole world is there for him to take everything for himself, which causes a person to be unpleasant to others, or even worse, to steal and kill others, make wars, look for power, run after the physical pleasures. And that sometimes gives a hard feeling to a person. I'm trying so hard to be Oved Hashem, and I see sometimes Derech Rishom Tzolecho, the people that are non-believers or evil people that have power, seem to be successful. So David HaMelech basically sums it up and says, Yutamu Chatomi Na'oretz. The time will come and all the people that are doing Averis, Chatom means mistakenly doing Averis, but they're doing Averis, there will be an end to that. The time will come, they will not be around anymore. Either it will be Choyze B'tshuva, which is a Lachatchila way, or they will be finished off. U'rishom oid einom, there will be no more Rishoyim. And that's a Bochi Nafshi Hashem Eloko. That statement is the final statement of this entire bracha and Shira HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by saying, I recognize this evil in the world, but I'm a Zamer L'Kai B'Oidi. I'm around, I'll always be around. I'm eternal because I'm connected to the eternal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's Resh in the world, there's evil in the world, but I know that's just temporary and that will finish off eventually. Doesn't cause me the confusion, what's going on in the world? The world is falling apart. The world is going after evil. No, it's just a temporary situation which we're going through right now, and I have to have that patience and clarity to retain my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's where we have to look. We see every day another Russia coming into power, another one falling from his power. That's what's happening. They come and they go. Throughout history, so many powerful nations came and have gone. But we are the nation that are eternal. We remain forever. Why? Because we are the nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even within our own nation right now, there's so much confusion, unfortunately. Rachman al-Islan, even in our own country here in Eretz Israel, there's so many people that do not understand what a Jew is. They think a Jew is another nation. We want to be a nation to be free from the shackles of who knows what, but live like the goy. That's the destruction of Klal Yisrael. Unfortunately, they don't understand better. We have to be proud of ourselves. We have to be full of a shira v'zimra, full of simcha, that we have it right. We understand what has kept us going supernaturally throughout our long golas. Nations more powerful than us have fallen, and we continue. Why? Because Bochi Nafshi is Hashem. I recognize the kesher between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I do what I can to strengthen it and continue that bracha between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hallelujah. That's a halil, the praise for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should be zeicher to more and more appreciate all the physical things we have, the spiritual things we have, the hashkocha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu upon us and our nation, which is as a result of the fact where Anuchi Yismach B'Hashem, Bochi Nafshi Hashem, I recognize everything's from Hashem, and I feel good about it, and I do what I can to develop and strengthen the relationship. Should be zeicher, do that, do so, and yes, Hashem, see bekarev, yitam b'chatom, in order to show me the b'nom, the b'yas ha'goyel, b'mheir v'yimeinu.